All right, so we're back and ready to plunge even deeper, right? I mean, last time we kind of skimmed the surface of this whole global everything collapse thing. It's a lot to take in, but now let's really unpack it piece by piece so it all makes a little more sense.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we laid out the map last time. Now let's zoom in on specific locations and check out the landmarks.
Love that analogy. Okay, so the source we're deep diving into is titled Global Everything Collapse, Economic Apocalypse Part 2. That sounds pretty dramatic, right? And it does cover a huge spectrum of stuff, from Wall Street and all its complexities to this whole concept of the U.S. essentially operating as a corporation and the implications of that. Then there's the monetary system, the Federal Reserve's role in all this, and we'll get into crucial areas like energy, oil, and the tech industry, too.
Right. So the core argument here, and it's a big one, no doubt, is that what we often see as natural economic ups and downs, or even just bad decisions by governments, are actually being portrayed as deliberate acts of sabotage. Yeah. The report claims that powerful, influential groups are pulling the strings, orchestrating a kind of systematic destabilization to further their own agendas.
Okay, so that's the territory we're navigating in this deep dive. We're trying to grasp these potentially hidden mechanisms that, according to the report, are driving this whole orchestrated unraveling scenario.
Absolutely. And the report itself encourages us to really take our time with this, to carefully examine the evidence, and to connect the dots between different sectors. Like, how does what happens on Wall Street connect to decisions made in Washington? Or how does the energy sector tie into the tech industry?
Yeah, and it gets even more interesting. The report actually frames this whole global everything collapse, not just as a possibility, but as a guaranteed outcome, a mathematical certainty, they say.
That's quite a claim. And it's almost like they're presenting this information as a wake-up call, a sort of blueprint for how to, in their view, break free from the illusions that have held us back.
Okay, well, let's start with what a lot of people consider the heart of the economic system. Wall Street. The report basically claims that Wall Street and financial markets in general are a rigged game.
Yeah, rigged by financial elites, they say. And they get very specific about how this alleged manipulation happens.
Right. One of the things they point to is high-frequency trading. Have you ever noticed how stock prices can jump around crazily, sometimes for no apparent reason?
Totally. It can seem totally random.
Well, the report suggests that these rapid price movements could be the result of high-frequency trading algorithms, these super-fast computer programs that can trade in milliseconds, giving big players an edge over us regular investors.
Makes you think, doesn't it? Like, are those price changes reflecting real value, or are they just these algorithms gaming the system?
Then there's stock buybacks. You know, when companies use their own money to buy their own shares. The report argues that this can artificially inflate the stock price, making a company look healthier than it actually is.
And it's not necessarily illegal, but it does raise questions about whether companies are prioritizing short-term gains for shareholders over, you know, investing in research or paying their employees better.
Speaking of manipulating stock prices, the report also mentions these pump and dump schemes, you know, where insiders hype up a stock, then sell off their shares, leaving regular investors holding the bag.
Yeah, classic pump and dump. And with today's social media and instant communication, it's probably easier than ever to spread those rumors and create those artificial spikes.
Exactly. Then they talk about what they call fake market growth, claiming that the Federal Reserve injecting tons of money into the economy can create this illusion of a booming market, even if the underlying economy isn't doing so well.
Right. Like, is the stock market reflecting real growth, or is it just a bunch of hot air being pumped in by the Fed? That's a pretty big question to ask.
So the report goes on to analyze market crashes, and they frame them not just as unfortunate events, but as potential tools for redistributing wealth. Like, they have this whole section about the Great Depression.
Yeah, 1929. A lot of people lost everything. And the report suggests that it wasn't just a random crash, but a deliberate move by powerful banking interests to buy up assets on the cheap.
Interesting take. And they apply that same lens to more recent events, like the 2008 financial crisis.
Right. They acknowledge the risky lending and all that, but they argue that the bailouts, the fact that some of the institutions responsible for the crisis ended up even stronger, it all looks like a massive wealth transfer to the already wealthy, in their view.
And then 2020... with the pandemic and everything, the report suggests that the shutdowns, while intended to address the health crisis, might have also created an environment where powerful corporations could gobble up smaller businesses And Wall Street benefited from all that stimulus money.
Definitely a different way of looking at it. And they connect all this to the bond market, which they call a global Ponzi scheme that's about to blow up.
Debt time bomb, they call it.
Yeah. They highlight the huge U.S. national debt, over $34 trillion. They say it's unsustainable. And they're worried about corporate debt, too. You know, all those companies that borrowed money at low interest rates. What happens when those rates go up?
And then there's municipal bonds, which cities and states use to fund services. The report suggests that a wave of defaults could happen there, too, with real consequences for ordinary people.
Absolutely. Imagine cities going bankrupt, essential services shutting down, pensions disappearing. It's a scary thought.
They also talk about derivatives, those complex financial instruments that most people don't really understand. The report calls them financial weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, and they're not exaggerating about the size of the derivatives market. It's estimated to be worth quadrillions of dollars. That's way more than the entire global economy.
And the report says that even small changes in the underlying assets can cause huge losses or gains, thanks to all the leverage involved.
They remind us about the 2008 crisis, how derivatives played a role in that, and they're worried that it could happen again on an even bigger scale.
Now, let's get to the foundation of all this, the money itself. The report calls the whole system of fiat currency and central banking the ultimate financial scam.
Strong words. They basically argue that fiat currency, you know, money that isn't backed by gold or anything tangible, is inherently flawed.
Yeah.
And they say central banks, with their ability to create money out of thin air, inevitably cause inflation.
So inflation is not just a natural economic phenomenon, in their view.
No. It's a deliberate policy, they say. A way for governments and central banks to devalue your money without you even realizing it. It's like a hidden tax.
And the Federal Reserve, our central bank, they're not exactly fans. They claim that the Fed serves the interests of private bankers and financial elites, not the public.
They also highlight this key event in 1971 when President Nixon took the U.S. dollar off the gold standard.
That seems like a big deal.
Huge. The report argues that this move unleashed the Fed to print money without any real limits, leading to the massive inflation we're seeing today.
And they say this whole unsustainable system is heading for a collapse, a deliberate one.
Right. They predict a transition to central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs.
Okay, digital currencies. That sounds kind of futuristic.
It is. But the report warns that CBDCs could give governments even more control over our financial lives. Imagine a world without cash where every transaction is tracked and monitored.
That's a little unsettling.
Yeah, and they talk about programmable money, where governments could dictate how you spend your money, like you could only use certain funds for specific things, or they could even expire.
And the potential for abuse with social credit systems, where your access to money is linked to your behavior. It's almost like an episode of Black Mirror.
Seriously. The report calls this whole scenario a global digital financial dictatorship. They're urging people to resist this transition, to find ways to preserve their financial freedom.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the U.S. government itself. The report gets into this whole concept of the U.S. corporation bankruptcy.
Yeah, it's a pretty radical idea. They're basically saying that the U.S. doesn't function as a true republic anymore, but more like a corporation beholden to powerful interests.
And they trace this back historically, starting with the founding of the country. They say the U.S. has been in debt to international bankers pretty much from the beginning.
Right. And they point to the creation of the first Bank of the United States in 1791 as another step towards linking the U.S. to European central banking structures.
But the real turning point, they say, is the Act of 1871.
Yeah, that's when they claim a separate corporate entity was created called the United States of America, all caps.
All caps, that's weird.
Right. And they say this entity was registered in Washington, D.C., effectively giving foreign bankers control. They even claim D.C. itself was set up as a separate territory, distinct from the states.
So within this alleged corporate framework, who's running the show?
They say the president acts like the CEO, Congress is the board of directors, rubber stamping things for corporate interest, and the Supreme Court is like the legal enforcers, making sure everything stays within the corporate rules.
And they have this whole thing about the senior executive service, this group of career bureaucrats.
They call it a shadow government that operates behind the scenes, ensuring that policies benefit the elite, regardless of which party is in power.
And all this leads to what they call the plundering of national wealth.
Yeah, they say the whole system is designed to extract wealth from the public through taxes that go towards paying interest on the national debt, through endless military spending, through bailouts that benefit corporations.
It's like a giant wealth transfer upwards, in their view.
Exactly. They point to the massive national debt as evidence, and they warn that the dollar could collapse, leading to hyperinflation and chaos.
They also talk about the two-party system, saying it's all an illusion.
Right. Perpetual political gridlock and controlled opposition, they call it. The idea is that Republicans and Democrats are just two sides of the same coin, both serving the same masters.
So no real choice in elections.
Not according to the report. They claim elections are manipulated to ensure that the elites stay in control. And they talk about manufactured crises, events that are used to justify expanding government power and control.
Okay, well, if this U.S. corporation is bankrupt, what happens next?
The report suggests that the whole system is being deliberately pushed towards collapse. They say the goal is to implement central bank digital currencies, get rid of national sovereignty in favor of global governance, and introduce things like universal basic income and social credit systems to control the population.
Wow, that's a lot to digest. Okay, let's move on to something a bit more concrete. The report talks about a decline of trust in key institutions.
Yeah, they call it U.S. institutional collapse. They say the whole global everything collapse scenario is eroding people's faith in government agencies, the medical system, the banks, everything.
And they start with these three-letter agencies, like the DOJ, FBI, CIA.
Yeah, they claim those agencies have become politicized, used to silence dissent and protect the powerful. They say the CIA is running covert operations, the NSA is spying on everyone, and FEMA. Well, they have some interesting theories about FEMA.
And then they talk about a collapse of trust in the medical system, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic.
They suggest that hospitals prioritize following protocols over patient care, that doctors were silenced for questioning the narrative, and that alternative treatments were suppressed.
And of course, they bring up the vaccines.
Big time. They talk about potential side effects, data suppression, and the enormous profits made by pharmaceutical companies. They even suggest that the whole pandemic was used to push a global control agenda through things like vaccine passports and lockdowns.
Okay, so the government, the medical system, they're not painting a very rosy picture.
No, not at all. And they extend this critique to political and banking institutions. They say politicians are puppets for corporate interests and that central banks are manipulating the economy for their own benefit.
It's all very cynical.
Very. But they also talk about an awakening, a growing awareness among people that something's wrong. They highlight the rise of alternative movements focused on things like individual sovereignty, decentralized systems, alternative healthcare.
So there's hope, in their view.
They seem to think so. They see this collapse of trust as an opportunity for a reset, a chance to build something better.
Okay, well, let's talk about something a bit more specific. The report has a whole section on U.S. foreign aid.
Yeah, USA specifically. They claim that it's not really about humanitarian help, but more about advancing U.S. interests, even engaging in covert operations.
So what do they say USAID is really doing?
They say it's funding opposition groups to topple governments that the U.S. doesn't like. They cite examples like Venezuela and Ukraine. They also claim that USAID is used to push economic policies that benefit American corporations.
And they talk about money laundering.
Yeah, they claim that a lot of that aid money ends up in the pockets of corrupt officials or even used to fund black budget operations.
And what about the impact on American citizens?
They say that all that money spent on foreign aid could be used to fix our own crumbling infrastructure, take care of veterans, or even reduce the national debt.
So what's the ultimate goal, according to the report?
They say it's about expanding U.S. influence globally, creating dependency on international financial institutions, and paving the way for global governance.
Okay, now let's get back to the financial system. The report claims that the entire global banking system is on the verge of collapse.
Yeah, they say it's built on debt, speculation, and manipulation. And they warn about these things called bail-ins.
Bail-ins? What are those?
It's basically when a bank is failing, and instead of getting bailed out by the government, they take your money.
You're kidding.
Nope. They cite laws like the Dodd-Frank Act in the U.S. and examples like the Cyprus banking crisis, where this actually happened.
So they're saying we could lose our savings.
It's a possibility, according to the report. And they also talk about banks being weaponized, used to silence dissent and control people's behavior.
How would they do that?
They point to examples of people having their accounts frozen for expressing certain views, and they connect this to the whole push for central bank digital currencies, where governments could have total control over your money.
So what can we do to protect ourselves?
The report suggests diversifying our assets, using smaller banks or credit unions, and limiting our reliance on digital systems. They also say we need to stay informed and be aware of what's happening.
All right, let's move on to another big topic, the military. The report calls the military-industrial complex a shadow war machine that profits from endless conflict.
Yeah, they argue that war has become a business and that there are powerful interests who benefit from keeping those conflicts going. They point to the massive U.S. military budget and the fact that trillions of dollars have gone missing from the Pentagon.
Missing? Where did it go?
Nobody knows for sure. The report speculates that it could be funding covert operations, secret weapons development, or even a secret space program.
A secret space program? That sounds like something out of a movie.
I know, right? But they're serious. They also talk about the militarization of domestic agencies, like police departments getting military-grade equipment.
And what about the future of warfare?
They predict more space militarization, AI-powered weapons, and cyber warfare. They paint a pretty dystopian picture.
So what can we do about it?
They say we need to challenge the war narrative, expose corruption, demand transparency, and advocate for peaceful solutions.
Okay, this shadow war machine sounds pretty scary.
Yeah.
But they take it even further. They talk about a secret space program that's operating entirely outside of public knowledge.
Yeah, they're basically claiming that there's a whole other space race happening that we don't know about.
And who's funding this?
They say it's coming from those missing trillions from the Pentagon budget, maybe even from illicit activities.
And what are they doing up there?
They claim that they're developing advanced technologies, maybe even interacting with extraterrestrials. They say they're keeping it all secret because those technologies could disrupt the global power structure.
So free energy, anti-gravity, all that stuff is real.
They seem to think so, and they suggest that the Space Force, that new branch of the military, is just a cover for this secret program.
So why are they telling us all this?
They seem to believe that disclosure is inevitable, that the truth will come out eventually, and they want people to be prepared for it.
Okay, well, let's switch gears again. The report also delves into the energy sector, focusing on oil and the suppression of alternative energy sources.
Yeah, they argue that the whole energy industry is controlled by a cartel of corporations, governments, and banks who are determined to maintain our dependence on fossil fuels.
Well, why would they suppress cleaner technologies?
They say it's about control, about maintaining the existing power structures. Fossil fuels are a huge source of wealth and power, and they don't want to give that up.
And they talk about free energy.
Yeah, they highlight inventors like Nikola Tesla, who supposedly developed free energy technologies that were suppressed by powerful interests.
So we could have unlimited clean energy if they weren't holding us back.
That's what the report claims. And they also talk about engineered energy crises, like intentionally disrupting supply chains or manipulating markets to create scarcity and drive up prices.
They even suggest that the push for green energy might be part of a control agenda.
Yeah, they argue that things like carbon taxes and the switch to electric vehicles are just ways to further centralize control over energy production and consumption. They talk about smart grids and digital IDs being used to ration energy.
Wow, it all sounds very concerning. Conspiratorial.
It definitely pushes the boundaries of conventional thinking, but they do offer some suggestions for how to break free from this system.
Like what?
They talk about decentralizing energy production, investing in independent research, and resisting the push towards digital control grids.
Okay, let's move on to another area that impacts everyone's lives, the food industry. The report claims that corporate control, engineered scarcity, and the war on food sovereignty are all converging to create a very precarious situation.
Yeah, they paint a pretty bleak picture of where our food comes from.
They start by attacking corporate agriculture, focusing on GMOs and pesticides.
Right, they say those things are contaminating the food supply, making us sick, and destroying the environment.
And they're concerned about patents on seeds, which force farmers to depend on these big corporations.
Absolutely. They also talk about engineered food shortages, claiming that governments and corporations are intentionally creating scarcity to control the population.
How would they do that?
They point to things like the destruction of farms, supply chain disruptions, even those mysterious fires that have been happening at food processing plants.
They even mention the culling of livestock.
Yeah, they suggest that policies aimed at reducing meat consumption are just a way to control what we eat and force us into a more centralized food system.
And what about lab-grown meat? That seems like a solution to some of these problems.
They're skeptical. They say it's just another way for corporations to control the food supply and patent life itself.
So what's the alternative?
They advocate for things like local farming, seed saving, and building resilient communities that can provide for themselves.
Okay, one last area to cover. The pharmaceutical and medical industry. The report calls it the business of sickness.
Yeah, they argue that the entire system is designed to keep us sick and dependent on expensive drugs and treatments.
And they bring up COVID-19 as a prime example.
Absolutely. They claim that early treatments were suppressed, natural immunity was ignored, and the whole thing was used to push a narrative of fear and control.
They're pretty critical of Big Pharma, too.
Yeah, they say those companies are making huge profits while people are suffering, and they point to the opioid crisis as another example of their reckless behavior.
And they don't trust the regulatory agencies either, like the FDA and the CDC.
Nope. They say those agencies are captured by the industry they're supposed to regulate.
So what's the solution?
They advocate for things like natural health, preventative medicine, and informed consent. They want people to take control of their own health and make informed decisions.
Okay, one final industry to consider, the tech industry.
Yeah.
The report paints a pretty dark picture of big tech, calling it the rise of digital tyranny.
Yeah, they argue that companies like Google, Apple, and Facebook have become too powerful and are using their influence to control information, censor dissent, and manipulate our behavior.
So it's not just about privacy anymore.
No, they say it's about controlling our thoughts and actions, about shaping our perceptions of reality. They're concerned about censorship on social media, the use of algorithms to manipulate our emotions, and the massive amounts of data that these companies are collecting on us.
And they bring up artificial intelligence, AI.
Yeah, they say that AI is being used to censor information, predict, and even preemptively punish crime, and create a surveillance state where everything we do is monitored and controlled.
It sounds like a science fiction dystopia.
And they tie this into the transhumanist agenda, this idea of merging humans with machines. They talk about things like brain implants, genetic engineering, and even uploading our consciousness into computers.
Okay, that's definitely getting into Black Mirror territory.
Right. And they say this whole thing is leading towards a digital enslavement grid where our lives are completely controlled by technology. They talk about digital IDs, social credit systems, carbon tracking. It's all very Orwellian.
So what can we do about it?
They suggest that we resist the cashless society, support decentralized technologies, and fight back against censorship and surveillance. They say we need to reclaim our digital sovereignty.
Okay, last but not least, let's talk about the education system. The report calls it the systematic indoctrination of society.
Yeah, they argue that schools have become factories for producing obedient workers rather than places where critical thinking and independent thought are encouraged.
And they point to a deliberate dumbing down of the curriculum.
Right. They say that history is being rewritten, financial literacy is ignored, and students are being conditioned to accept the status quo.
And they talk about the influence of powerful interests on education.
Yeah, they say that organizations like the UN and the World Economic Forum are pushing a globalist agenda, promoting things like climate alarmism and social justice while suppressing alternative viewpoints.
They also talk about the psychological conditioning of students, using things like fear-based learning and surveillance.
Right. They say schools are becoming more like prisons with constant monitoring and control, and they're concerned about the push for gender ideology and the undermining of traditional family values.
So what's the solution?
They advocate for things like homeschooling, alternative education models, and teaching children to think critically and question authority.
Okay, wow. We've covered a lot of ground today. It's a pretty bleak picture of the world, according to this report.
It is. But they do offer some hope. They say that awareness is the first step, and that by understanding these systems of control, we can start to break free from them.
So what's the one thing you want listeners to take away from this deep dive?
I think the key takeaway is that we're not powerless. We have choices. We can choose to resist these systems, to build alternative structures to create a better future. It won't be easy, but it's possible.
I like that. It's a call to action.
Exactly. It's time to wake up and take back control.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for having me. It's been a fascinating conversation.
And for our listeners, Keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep fighting for a better world. We'll see you next time.
See you then.